It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Congress is on the verge of creating one of the toughest jobs in America, car czar. And a question surrounding the rescue plan for the auto companies is whether that position will come with enough power to force sweeping changes. Some Republicans and some legal scholars are skeptical, and that's one of the things holding up a deal for the struggling automakers, as NPR's Frank Langford reports.
The job of the car czar is to, quote, facilitate agreement on restructuring the auto firms. That's how the position is described in a bill Congress and the White House are kicking around today. Chosen by the president, the czar would try to work out deals between the companies and its partners. That includes creditors, dealers, suppliers, and the union.
That sounds much more like a mediator.
This is Jay Westbrook. He's a bankruptcy expert at the University of Texas at Austin. Westbrook says the government doesn't need a mediator. He says it needs someone who can crack heads.
They need a bankruptcy judge.
Or someone with those powers. For instance, a bankruptcy judge could rewrite a company's costly contract with the United Auto Workers, or make creditors take huge losses to allow an automaker to move forward, even replace management. Westbrook says the car czar doesn't have that muscle. That's not to say the job is powerless. It does control the purse strings. If the companies don't make adequate progress in restructuring, the car czar could call in the loans. Again, Jay Westbrook.
You can say it's going to be lights out for everybody. Obviously, the suppliers, the employees, the creditors, everybody are going to do very badly if the company fails.
But Westbrook says that's not likely to happen. He called it the nuclear option. And he said there would be tremendous pressure on a car czar not to yank funding.
And I think for anyone who is politically appointed to do that will be extremely difficult.
Congress is doing exactly the wrong thing. They're putting the money in first, and then they're going to try to get everybody to agree to something.
Lynn Lepucky teaches bankruptcy law at UCLA. He thinks some of the auto company's creditors won't have much incentive to cooperate.
A bondholder need not be concerned at all with the car czar. The car czar is supposed to get everybody together in a room and persuade them to agree. But there are hundreds of thousands of creditors here. There's no way to put them all in a room, and the car czar doesn't have any power to force them to agree.
Republican congressmen have similar concerns. Senator Robert Corker is from Tennessee. He said Congress had hoped the government restructuring would have the same impact as bankruptcy. But, he told the Wall Street Journal yesterday, quote, that is not what this legislation does. Congressional sources emphasized that the bill was still in negotiations, and elements naturally could change. So, who might serve as a car czar? Marianne Keller, an auto analyst, says it should be someone who knows industrial companies and can follow the money.
There's a lot of money that moves around, not just between operations. But in the case of General Motors, there's a lot of money that moves around the world.
She says a car czar needs the financial smarts to make sure the loans aren't wasted or funneled to things that don't directly benefit Americans.
Do I want this money paid by American taxpayers to enable General Motors to subsidize car sales in China?
So far, there are no clear candidates for the job. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has mentioned Paul Volcker. He's a former Fed chairman and also a top advisor to President-elect Barack Obama on fixing the economy. But he has no experience managing a manufacturing company, which is another reminder of just how hard it may be to fill this job. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.